Day three.
The sweltering Guadec.
The heat. It's even hotter today than it was yesterday.
Taking me to pieces.
My trousers burst into flames yesterday. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah,
to be honest with you, we're not in Villanova. This is like having Guadec on the sun. It is ridiculous.
The worst thing about it as well is we've come over here. Most of you will be aware of how ugly Ak is anyway. And he's even more orange than usual.
Anyway, what have we got on our lovely micro
Thank
show
you very
today?
Much. Alibaba.
That'll learn you for the Alibaba gag. So yeah, let's
on our micro show. We have three interviews and one short one.
Yeah, we've
it's
got
not an interview.
Louis the God Veer.
Louis Theroux.
Louis Veer.
We like Louis
Theroux.
Not Louis Theroux.
And we've tracked down Robert Love and Joe Shaw.
Robert Love and Joe Shaw.
Robert Love comes on the show and Jono apologised to him and grovels pathetically, which is always good. And then we caught Simon Phipps walking past Lug Radio Studios number one.
Yes.
Villanova edition.
Lug Radio Studios building one.
Yep.
So A's doing the spinny round finger, which is basically
saying... Let's get on with the show. I'm keen to get into it.
We've got another segment with a stupid rhyming name.
Yeah.
We love those segments.
We'll get onto that.
Okay, we're here at Guadec with Louis Veer.
Day three.
How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Are you having a good Guadec?
I'm having a great Guadec.
So what have you been up to?
I've been relaxing. I've spent the past, this is my fifth Guadec, and the middle three I was on the board. Turns out the board is not the serious responsibility. It means Guadec turns from being drinking and chatting to drinking and chatting and working. So I've been trying to cut out that working bit this time.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea.
You see Kim walking around and he looks rather frazzled from time to time. Yeah. Poor guy.
If Kim has slept at all, I would be astounded.
he's done such an amazing job. Well, the entire Guadec team have done an amazing job.
Yeah, they've done a great job. This has been wonderful facilities, a wonderful location. I admit that when I heard we were not going to be in Barcelona, yeah, I was like, oh, we're going to be in some little town outside of... This has been spectacular. Certainly, I think, the best place for us, for our size and all that we've ever been.
Yeah.
So what's been the highlight so far? What have you watched and what talk have you seen and you thought, you know, that rocks?
Or are you waiting for your own keynote at the end?
The ego comes through.
After everyone else has been talking for 2 hours, I plan to talk for 10 minutes, and it will be a highlight, I think, for its brevity, for nothing else. I've promised...
A lightning talk, really.
Yeah, if I go over 10 minutes, I've promised that people can throw tomatoes at me.
Can we bring some?
Cool. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's bring some tomatoes.
No more than one tomato per person per minute of extra time. I think for me, the highlight really was Kathy Sierra's talk.
Right.
We've done a pretty good job in GNOME, really, of making software that doesn't suck, that doesn't get in your face.
Yep.
But I think she pointed the way towards where we go next, which is making our users heroes. We haven't really figured that out yet, and we need to. That's the next step for us.
Yeah, there was a GNOME marketing boff earlier that was it Dave Neary was running it. And similar kinds of ideas seem to come out of it.
Because it was very similar, because last year at Guadec, you gave a boff on marketing advocacy, and it was kind of a progression of that sort of thing. And it's interesting how there's more of a focus on things like GNOME user communities now.
Yeah.
And really trying to get the outreach, particularly with, as we've heard recently, with the women's outreach program and things like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, the outreach thing has been something that's been building for a while. We had... I think there was a period of a couple of years where we were very technology focused. The technology was changing very quickly.
Yeah.
And so we were naturally focused on that. And now the technology has stabilized somewhat. Yeah. We're sort of maturing in a lot of technical areas. So we're beginning to think naturally about what comes next. And growing and expanding is part of that.
Cool. So what's the next thing you're going to do specifically?
So in about 6 weeks, I start law school. So
I forgot about that.
So not a lot then.
Goodbye, spare time.
Right. So this is where you all can insert your lawyer jokes, of which I'm sure you have many. Everyone else seems to. They all say, what? Lawyer? What? Huh?
We don't have enough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that is the bottom line, is we don't have enough who are clueful about it. We have way too many in general.
Yeah.
But, you know, this conference we have... We have hundreds of clueful hackers who are doing really good stuff.
Yeah.
And at this conference, we have not a single lawyer who really understands what this community is trying to do, what free software in general. I mean, I'm not going to become just the GNOME lawyer. I hope yep. there's not that much business in being just the GNOME lawyer. But being, you know, a lawyer who really understands what free software does, why it's here, why the people do it.
Yep.
It would be nice if there was more than just Eben Moglen and Larry Lessig in the world, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So let's focus on this a little bit then. I mean, from a legal perspective, what are the things that you care about in terms of free software?
Well,
or just open culture in general?
More generally, I've become very interested in how law regulates creativity.
Yeah.
And so when I was the Bugmaster, which is what I did previously, I felt like it was my job to help creative people around me. I don't think of myself as a very creative person,
but I
felt like it was my job to help the creative people around me do their thing with as few problems, as few obstacles, much opportunity as possible. So I'm interested in how law allows people to be as creative and as innovative as possible.
So
that's part of that's copyright, part of that is patents, obviously, part of that is other stuff like contract and governance, things like that. So
will you be providing your services free to certain organizations?
Well, I would love to. At some point, I do have to eat and pay off all those pesky college debts.
But it's a great way of kind of bolstering you. I mean, obviously, you've got a reputation within our community here, but on the wider scale, I suppose it's a great way of bolstering your reputation if you represent certain organizations. In the same way that Eben Moglen, I mean, he's obviously well respected, but everyone knows him as the general legal counsel for the FSA.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean. You know, I think that's pretty secondary to doing it. I'm sure it is for Eben.
Yeah.
You know, for him, he does it because he cares very deeply about the Free Software Foundation, and all the other stuff is just.
So he doesn't do it for the women then?
probably not.
I'm not sure there are that many lawyers in it for the women, to be honest with you. I mean, I work for a law firm, and we've got a technology team there. They do a blog on technology law. And they're very slowly starting to get a handle on why the hell we do things like this, why we'd have Guadec and Gnome Desktop and so on, but they're still looking at it from the perspective of an outsider.
Mm.
Yeah. And we could have someone who, you know, started off with us.
Been there, done that. Even our best, Eben's not alone.
Yep.
He has an entire Software Freedom Law Center in New York. No, it's actually at the school where I'm going.
What a coincidence.
I swear it really is just a coincidence. it actually, if anything, it was a strike against Columbia because I want to make sure my horizons are as broad as possible before I come back.
Yeah.
But it just happened that for other reasons it was the right school anyway, so the fact that they're right down the street, nice plus.
So do you think you're going to play a role as well in advocating, studying the issues involved with open culture and free software? I mean, as a specific, I mean, do you think you can play a role there
in the
general legal community?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. I mean, there is this, it is very hard to balance thinking and doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like to do both, and the two often conflict. And so I have no idea how I'm going to resolve that. I hope that I don't... I love reading, I love writing and thinking, so it will be very easy for me to just say, you know what, I think I'll just be a professor. And certainly they've got a cushy life once they've got tenure, so it's not a bad way to go, but I want to do something more, and so the question for me will be how to balance.
Fantastic. Right. Well, thanks ever so much for coming on the show. It's good to see you as ever.
No problem. Thank you guys for doing what you do. It's a lot of fun.
Right, now we've got a new segment.
Ming or bling?
Does it ming or is it actually bling?
Another in an increasingly badly named rhyming segment.
There's nought wrong with that.
I think there's been quite a lot of bling, personally.
There's been a phenomenal amount of bling. So let's talk about, pick some bling.
Oh, where'd you start?
there's been so much bling.
Eliza.
Can't think of any.
Eliza.
So yeah.
Oh, everyone's gonna go, oh, Eliza, it's bling.
Well, I mean,
There's loads of it.
There's some very definite bling there, isn't there?
What about the Ming?
The Ming.
Who's going to go with some Ming?
Well, if
Audacity.
No doubt. Since we have to use the bastard, it's just unrelenting greyness is doing my head in.
You know, like we released,
it's motivational, though, isn't it?
We released the first Jikosha show, and we said first Guadec show, and we said, yeah, it's done in Jikosha, and everyone was like, yay! And the unwritten story is the fact that it took me ages to do it in Jikosha because of the bugs. So we're using Audacity
for
some bits.
You mean the features, right?
No, they're bugs.
Oh, okay.
But, well, to be honest, there's only like one bug, really. We haven't had time to look at it.
But aside from Audacity.
But yeah, Audacity Mings.
If I had to put something on the Ming list, and purely from a GUI perspective, it would be Gimme.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be great. I'm sure you didn't
it's
even pretend.
It's conceptually wicked.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and he made no pretenses about it, him being an artist or anything, or good with graphics, like, but...
You know, Mirko Muller is a bit like those guys who go to bars to make women feel good for themselves. Women who who Ming quite a lot.
Where's this coming from?
Because he's going to take Gimme, which admittedly Mings a little bit, and he's going to make it bling, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good that he's on that project. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
It's got a lot of potential,
but we've got to be completely clear in that we don't think the project's bollocks. We just think it doesn't look as good as it could be. But then again...
And I think Alex
knows that.
Alex
is
quite
clear. What version number is it?
0.1. He's put out a 0.1 release.
I saw that. Yeah, it's on the...
On Planet
9. Site, yeah.
Yeah, so a bit of bling, which we talked about in yesterday's episode, was the G-Streamer stuff.
Yep.
That was actually mocked up as the word bling. G-Streamer bling.
Yeah.
And that's very cool. So we like some of that stuff. Any other bling that you've seen so far?
My Lovely Dome is definitely blinging.
I'm amazed you haven't pimped the AIGLX again here.
Oh, man. Gotta love that cube, haven't you?
It's awesome, isn't it? It's awesome.
You know what I've resisted doing? Resisted getting some full motion video and just putting it on the edge of the cube and just sitting there giggling.
That's it.
I'm going to save that for when I get home.
Guess what? It's the internet Simon Phipps.
The internet Simon Phipps. Simon Phipps. Walking into the room.
Enters the arena to prepare himself for his talk in 15 minutes.
I think we better hurry up then.
Say hello into the microphone, Simon.
Yep.
Look.
Go on, Simon Phipps.
It's Simon. Hello.
Hello, Simon. Hello. How are you doing?
I'm alive and well. It's hot as hell, but otherwise fine.
It is hot as hell. You're most certainly correct.
I've just noticed you've got a Sun t-shirt on.
But yeah, I have this funky t-shirt that's got the names of all the open source projects.
Open Grok.
Fantastic.
Nice.
That's what we like. So you're having a good Guadec?
As I say, yes. I mean, it's kind of... You know, it was 13 degrees in London when I left yesterday, and it's 29 degrees here.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So you're here to prepare for your rousing presentation.
Absolutely. I'm going to be talking about, I really couldn't tell you because you'll want to sneak people into Lug Radio Live to find out what I'm really going to talk about.
Exactly.
But what I am going to talk about is I'm going to talk about the principles that lie behind the open source movement.
And good stuff.
About how governance is so important and is getting neglected.
Yes.
And
well, we're going to get you on the show tomorrow.
You? How long are you around here for?
I'm here till Thursday evening, but I've got the GNOME advisory board tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
we'll bag you tomorrow.
We'll grab you for a few minutes.
Cool. Nice to see you all.
Thank you very much.
I've just turned your mic up there. I'm now going to turn it back down. Now Axe got the mic back.
Thank you very much. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Simon.
There we go.
Very
kind of you.
Does it go down that line?
Simon Phipps, is he Ming or Bling?
He's definitely Bling.
I think he's Bling.
Although, is that an apple he's just pulled out? okay. He's Ming now, yeah. should we move on to the next interview?
He loses the war.
I'm hoping the podium is high enough.
Simon Phipps stands on a box to look over the podium.
Excellent.
So, that was Ming or Bling. And there's no doubt about it, just summarising, there's a lot more Bling this year than ever
Ming.
Before.
Well, there's next to no Ming, really, is there? Come on.
That's it. It's incredible. And Guadec is a great place to come and see some Bling. Yeah. So.
Excellent.
Okay, we've got Robert Love and Joe Shaw on the show. How are you doing, guys?
Hey, George, it's great to be here.
Indeed.
So how are you enjoying the Guadec this year?
The Guadec. It's great. You know, Spain's really pretty.
It's hot.
And hot.
Sangria.
It's really hot in this tent.
But the food's shit around here.
It's really shite. It really is.
Yeah, I feel like there's something we're missing here.
Yes.
Decent food is what we're missing.
Botulism.
It seems there's nowhere to eat except a coffee shop.
Yeah. I mean, the food I've had has been okay. It's just not much of it. And I'm not a slim man.
Portly chap that you are. So how was your bagel talk?
You know, I thought it was okay.
Can we stop for a second?
Sorry, we should really be talking.
I like Joe's microphone better. Can we switch microphones?
No, if you want, go ahead, yeah.
No, I like this mic.
Let me just turn him down a little bit.
shut off his mic.
Okay, sorry.
What show is this?
Okay.
You see, the problem here is that's because Joe's got the executive Jono mic, and you've got one of the drum mics.
This mic hasn't been held. Anyways, Joe, Beagle.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, you know, I thought my talk was just okay, but, you know, people seem to like it, so, you know.
I really did.
Cool.
It was good.
Thanks, Robert.
Yeah.
Cool. And how was your network manager talk?
It's awful.
It was obviously shit because it was on at the wrong time.
Well, I had a large crowd because there were other interesting talks concurrently.
It's true, and I was in the crowd, and it was a good talk.
I heard it was very hot.
It was
very hot.
Yeah, it really was.
And the smell was overpowering. One second.
Can I? Yeah. I want to make a public apology. Because I was a bit unfair to Robert Love in a previous episode of Love Radio. It was a really feeble attempt to try and get people to Mudger Kosher Talk. So, yeah, I apologize, Robert. Do you forgive me?
It's accepted, yes. I forgive you.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on.
That's very kind. So, hey, do you want to tell us about how you used Network Manager earlier and it didn't work?
Absolutely. I'm inspired by your talk because I've always held back from Network Manager.
Okay.
And so I saw your talk and I thought, yeah, it looks really good. I'm going to try it. So this morning I installed it, but it doesn't support my card. So what do I do? Because it's like Intel Pro Wireless. Yeah, I need a clinic here. We can have a clinic. Network Manager clinic.
Robert, network cost?
So Network Manager supports that card fine.
Yeah?
So
it's just my laptop.
It's totally you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll accept that. No, it's very good. I mean, it's changed quite a lot since you started it. I mean,
it's been a lot of development last 6 months to a year. WPA support was added.
Yeah, I mean,
personal and enterprise, which is very nice.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I thought I'd move over, to be honest. Yeah.
What's next for it, or is it basically done now?
The project is maturing. We have next on the network manager to do. We want to support multiple connections.
Cool.
Multiple, you know, A, that would just be nice. You know, it'd be fun.
Yeah.
But B, so we can do connection sharing. So if you're at a conference like this and you have the only Ethernet connection, you can bridge it to all your friends on wireless.
It'd be nice to do some load balancing there, too.
Load balancing, perhaps.
Yeah. Nice. You're going to do some command line support as well, aren't you? Because there's none.
I want a command line client bad, and it would not be hard to add.
Right.
So.
No. Yeah, that would be brilliant.
Yeah.
That would be excellent.
So just grab the microphone. Sorry. So a lot of this kind of stuff we've seen is going into SUSE, and SLED's looking pretty cool. What do you think of the direction that the desktop's going in? I mean, do you think we're heading the right way? Not just SUSE, but, you know, the desktop in general.
Well, I mean, you know, I was fixing a bug a couple of days ago that was actually an upgrade bug from NLD9 to SLED 10,
right.
And it was remarkable, the stark difference. You know, at first glance, it's very similar,
yep.
But just the way we've come in terms of, you know, pluggable hardware. I mean, Network Manager, you know, we had this little hack called NetApplet in the old SUSE and the old NLD, and that was, you know, filled a gap, let's just say. But, you see things like, you know, plug and play is really working, coming up, showing up nicely, and XGL and all these just really pretty visual effects. I mean, it's amazing. When you're doing it all the time, you don't notice what a major jump it really is.
The sort of things we consider bugs now versus before are huge.
Yeah.
If you can't share files on a Samba mount, on an Active Directory server when you authenticated using Novell EDR at the same time as doing X, Y, and Z, we consider that a bug. Whereas a year ago, 2 years ago, we didn't support any of those X things, let alone all of them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a couple years ago, I would like to change my background.
Yeah.
And credit where credit's due. A lot of this, of course, was Project Utopia, which you were involved with, Robert. And, I mean, we've joked about this in the past, but it really has transformed the desktop for a lot of people. Because the fact that you couldn't fucking mount a disk very easily.
Yeah, I mean, the whole kind of Just Works concept basically came out of that.
Yep.
It spilled into the rest of the desktop.
It's actually where I met Joe.
Cool.
We teamed together on that project.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
He was involved in other animal related projects.
just quickly moving on.
You can't see it now to the audience out there listening, but Joe is actually wearing a full cheetah fur suit. And which you may or may not find remarkable. Those of you who know him certainly should find that odd. But the odd thing is it's like 80 degrees Fahrenheit out here and quite humid.
So we only
do
Celsius.
It's cool here, actually. It's European really nice.
Show. No idea what it is in Celsius.
So you cut your short your talk about Network Manager a little bit short so you could talk about Fuse a little bit.
Yep.
How come you did that?
Well,
I've got the impression you're pretty impressed with it.
I am. So what I did is I had a hour block for Network Manager, and I believe on our flight over, I asked Joe what he thought of if I did, what if I do a little Fuse talk after my Network Manager talk in the same block, cut both in half. And he thought it was a good idea, so I wrote a mini Fuse talk and kind of...
Well, okay. First off, you wanted to completely throw out your Network Manager talk in favor of a Fuse talk. So
we didn't think the conference organizers would go for
it.
I
would appreciate that.
So I gave a brief talk on Network Manager and then a brief talk on Fuse.
Sure.
And I first used Fuse last week,
right.
And I'm impressed.
Cool. I mean, you were talking earlier about the change in direction, better direction of the desktop and so on. Have you seen anything particular at Guadec that's been good, do you think, that you think's the future?
What I thought was most interesting was a lot of the stuff I hadn't seen before, because I'm kind of, I follow the desktop development pretty closely.
Yeah.
So, the Fluendo Canvas thing, where they have the sort of like the heads-up display on sort of TV, that sort of stuff. I thought that was really neat. I had never seen or heard about that before.
Yeah.
That was really nice.
Yeah.
No, the Fluendo stuff, Fluendo, guys, I do an awful lot of cool... Shut up.
They're
doing an awful lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
They seem to be like a bit of a favorite this year at Guadec. A lot of people are banging on about how cool Fluendo are and some of the stuff that they're doing, but they... We were talking to Julian earlier on, and they've doubled in size in a year.
Wow, yeah,
that's
which
impressive.
Which is cool for a company that size, of course, because it's hard to compete. So.
And they threw an excellent party.
Yeah, they certainly did.
And then slept on the beach after it, which is nice. You
impressive.
Know.
I was a total zombie yesterday. It was horrible.
Yeah. I mean, just another sort of side of things. I mean, in the GNOME community, there's a lot of people saying, Novell holds stuff back and then release it. And there's a lot of shit spread around about this. What do you think about that? I mean, I'm guessing you think that's a load of bollocks, but...
It's BS.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody does it to an extent.
Yeah.
Like, no one ever, from line one, puts their code into CVS because then you'd never get anything done.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there is a little bit of a balance there. XGL, we did kind of pull back from it for a little bit, but I mean, we put the code back out there, and other things like Beagle, Network Manager, are all, done in public. Since Novell bought Zimian and SUSE, we've actually open sourced a lot more stuff than we ever did before. Like the Exchange Connector was the very first thing, and Yast and a few other SUSE projects.
Have you find kind of fitting into Novell? Has it been an easy process? Have you got this kind of strange little subsection of Novell where you all walk around bare feet and and fire Nerf guns at each other?
Well, that does describe us, but it's certainly integration like that. And it wasn't just us into Novell, but it was us into Novell and SUSE into us at the same time. And, no integration like that can be easy, but it has not been bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some of our infrastructure is a little different, and we can still butt heads occasionally. But, the thing is that Novell is not the same company as Zimian was. So, it's a different atmosphere, but I don't mean that in a negative way.
It's just
different, And it's still... a lot of fun, on the one hand, we don't have to sort of worry about, we're this little startup and, all the dangers that exist with a startup, for example, running out of money.
It might go away tomorrow.
Yeah. There's other things that are, now you have to do a whole lot more paperwork than you ever have to do the team. It's just all ad hoc.
And I suppose the other thing is, because of course you can stay around and you're going to be getting paid this time next week and everything. I suppose it means that there's a lot more security to hack on bigger projects because that there's going to be some money coming in, so you can be a little bit more ambitious. Would you say so?
Yeah,
the financial window is a lot longer.
Yeah.
Cool. What do you think of the new guy at Novell?
The new guy?
Haven't you got a new guy running Novell?
Oh. Yes.
Your boss.
Let me get out my official...
I don't know what the talking points are.
Official talking points.
I think he's great.
Yeah.
We are very excited for the direction of the company, and we are happy where things are.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good guy. He's come to our office and, spoken to us directly, and, so I think it'll be good.
Good shit. Well, thanks for coming on the show. Have a good time, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Mikey.
the end of the third show in the
in the trilogy.
What's the word for quintuplety? Well, I don't know.
Quintology.
Five shows anyway.
Quintuplet.
It's a quintology.
It's a thinker shows.
Thinker.
Anyway, hope you enjoyed it. Keep them peeled, ready for tomorrow.
Keep them peeled. Yeah, and once again, thank you to our mirror maintainers. This is making the assumption that this show's been mirrored.
Well, I'll tell you what.
If it hasn't been
yesterday's
mirrored,
show was mirrored in milliseconds. So, yes. I mean, those guys must be just watching for it. Because we haven't had the opportunity to give them any advance notice. So the mirrors find out when everyone else finds out, and they just dive in.
Because to be honest with you, we decided that we were going to do five shows on the plane on the way over here.
And the other thing
is... No, we didn't. We're official media sponsors, and we planned it rigorously.
Rigorously?
Rigorous.
While we were
rigorous. I didn't even wriggle once.
Yeah, how can I put this to you? Chin.lugradio.org.
Chinny Raccoon.
And the other thing is, thank you for putting up with the... lower quality audio because we're doing it on the fly.
I think we better wrap up because they're doing the mic checks now.
Thank you very much.
We're doing a mic check. Should we listen to the mic check?
All right, catch you guys later.
Bye.
Drop.